Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast and YouTube channel. And I'm really excited to talk to you guys today about what does high ticket dropshipping mean? So this is more of an episode for beginners because a lot of people don't really understand what the terms high ticket and dropshipping mean. So I wanted to really briefly explain about them and exactly what it means point blank, so it's not a confusion for you anymore. So first things first, high ticket basically just means expensive products. Anything at least over $100, but often above $1,000 or more. So it can be anything ranging from $1,000 to $5,000. Often we'll even be selling products up to $10,000. Sometimes products and orders can range all the way up into the $50,000 range. So it just depends, but generally speaking, nothing under $100 at the very minimum. Personally, I don't sell anything on my website under $500 just because they're usually larger items, and that means that there's gonna be expensive shipping and the profit margins are lower with dropshipping than other business models. So we just don't wanna be selling anything under $500. But that's up to you guys. So that's the first part. And then the next part is dropshipping. So what does dropshipping mean? Well, dropshipping is just simply a fulfillment method, right? It's a way for your supplier, a way for you to have your supplier ship the product directly to your customer for you so that they don't have to ship it to you first and then you have to reship it to your customer. So it saves you time, right? Because it's gonna ship direct to the customer. So it's gonna cut off that extra couple of days, 2-3 days or maybe more that it would take to ship to you and then reship out. And it's gonna save money because you're not gonna have to pay for that initial shipping. It's just gonna ship directly to the customer from there. So especially on high ticket items, drop shipping is really crucial. It's a lot better than a retail brick and mortar store model because a retail brick and mortar store model, you'd have to typically ship it into your store or warehouse first, and then when you sell it online, ship it back out. So there's two costs of shipping there. And the other thing too is that even when you're buying things in bulk, 5 or 10 at a time with a retail storefront, you're going to have to still pay for some amount of shipping to come in, and then you're going to have to pay for the labor that it takes to actually debox it, uncrate that, and then ship it back out. So dropshipping is just such a more efficient business model in general. And the cool thing about that is it allows you to save some time and money, right? So you can pass that savings on to your customer in the form of discounts and free gifts. And you can make more money, and it's also a very cool location independent business model. You don't necessarily need a warehouse or a retail storefront to run a dropshipping store online. You can actually just have the dropshipping store and get dropshipping suppliers, and those dropshipping suppliers will ship to your customers for you, and you can actually work from anywhere with a laptop and an internet connection. So that's why it's one of my favorite business models online, because you're selling physical merchandise, which sells like crazy. Everybody buys physical goods, and you're able to run it from anywhere. So it's a great business model, and combining that with high ticket products means that you'll make more money per sale as opposed to with low ticket products where you're typically making like $5 to $25, maybe $50 at the most per sale. Whereas with high ticket products, you're generally making $100, $150 on the low end, all the way up into the $500 to $1,000 or more profit per sale. And that's after shipping costs. So it's a very, very cool business model to get involved with. High ticket dropshipping is also a very specific business model, also known as online retail, because it kind of mimics what retail stores do, but in an online only environment, right? So basically, high ticket dropshipping works best when you have USA-based suppliers, right? Because we're talking about that fast shipping stuff. Well, it has to ship from the US to another place in the US in order to be the fastest shipping times. You can't ship products from China to the US and it be fast and still affordable, right? Shipping's gonna be very expensive if you go by air on something. I used to sell electric bicycles online, for instance, and one of the models used to ship from Australia. It was called a Stealth electric bike. You'd actually look them up. They're like $10,000+ dirt bike, kind of mixed with a mountain bike, but it's all electric. Craziest looking thing. I actually sold a couple of those on a website that I had back then, and it was great, but the shipping alone cost close to $800 by air because it shipped from Australia all the way to the United States. And so that was quite expensive, and it took a big chunk out of our profit margins. Our general margin was 20%, right? And shipping was not included. So after the shipping and the merchant fees, we would make about $1,000 off a $10,000 order. So that's just one example of how it would work. Whereas if you have a USA-based supplier, then it's gonna ship from the US. Shipping on a big product's generally maybe $200, $300. So if your margins are good enough and your product price is high enough, $2,000-$3,000, it's 20%, then you're still gonna make a good $300-$500 margin on that kind of a product. I hope I'm going pretty fast here, guys, and I don't have any like things popping up on the screen showing you what I'm talking about. So I know it's kind of hard to really grasp this kind of stuff. Just understand that the model itself allows you to run a business from anywhere. You don't have to like be in an office, you don't have to be in a warehouse, you don't have to be in a physical retail location to do this high ticket dropshipping business model. And it works just like online retail. It just means that specifically you need to be working with USA based suppliers, okay? And so that's basically the essence of high ticket dropshipping. That's what it means. Those two terms combined make for a really, really neat business model. It's great for beginners because if you're just starting out, you don't have a ton of marketing experience. Well, you can leverage other people's resources, other people's money. You can leverage software and you can leverage my training to help you get started with high ticket dropshipping, start an online business. You have to be qualified. You have to have a good credit score because you're going to need credit cards to be able to afford to purchase the merchandise that you sell. Otherwise, you're going to be juggling a bunch of cash around, and that's not really fun. And plus, you want to be able to get credit card cash back rewards when you purchase this stuff because it will raise your overall margins in the long run and give you some free travel that you can use. So we travel the world, and we live in Bangkok, Thailand. Most of the time, we go all over Southeast Asia. We travel through Europe. We go back to the States a couple times a year. And it's a great lifestyle. I've been doing this for 5 or 10 years now, so really enjoying it. And if you're interested in it, I can teach you. I actually have a free gift for you. I have a free niches list and market research guide. Just go to ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. I'll have a link in the description below, so you can click that. If you're listening on the podcast, just type that into your mobile device. Hopefully you're not driving or anything. Wait till you're done driving. But yeah, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And it's a list of 99 profitable high-ticket dropshipping niches, followed by a short guide on how to understand what it takes to go online and actually find these dropshipping suppliers and vet a niche to make sure it's actually profitable. So maybe you can go out and find your own ideas as well. But the biggest tip I have as far as niche selection goes is don't focus on what you're passionate about, focus on what's profitable. And that all those guidelines are in my free guide, so you guys can go check that out. And if it's your first time listening to this podcast or watching this channel, definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to my podcast. I'll put both links below in the description. ecommerceparadise.com/YouTube will take you right to the subscribe link, and ecommerceparadise.com/podcast will take you right to the iTunes store where you can subscribe there. And I'm making content on a daily basis, so definitely subscribe so that you get it delivered to your feed and your email, and you'll get my content on a daily basis. If this is something you're serious about, you're definitely going to want to follow my channel and consume more of my content. By the way, I have a ton of back and old content. My podcast at this point is over 150 episodes, so you can listen to that as well. And if you want to listen to those, you can go to ecommerceparadisepodcast.com, and there's the full back library of all that right there on that website for you. All right, guys, well, thanks for watching. I really hope this was useful. If you have any questions about what high ticket dropshipping means, maybe what niches you want to get into or what suppliers you want to find, and maybe what website platform is best to start with and stuff like that, I have other videos available, but you can always drop them in the comments below on the YouTube channel. And if you're on the podcast, just go to ecommerceparadise.com anytime and hit the contact me link at the top or the bottom of the website, and you can drop me a line there and I'll respond to you via email. I respond to every email that I get personally, and it's a lot of fun for me. I love doing this. I love helping people. It's a passion of mine. So I hope that you appreciate it, and we'll see you in the next episode. Take care.